Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On hit deep right field, that one is long gone as Bryson Stott has cleared the stadium. He has hit one out of Steinbrenner Field, a mammoth three-run home run to right field, and it's a one-run game.
Well, that it was, and then it became a tie game, and then the Phillies took the lead, sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa, and now they're on to Cleveland. Joining us right now, I believe from Cleveland, Ohio, as the Phillies get ready for a new series starting tonight against the Guardians, the voice of the Phillies, Scott Fransky, on a Fransky Friday. Scott, how you doing?
Well, thank you for reminding me where I am, because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, Cleveland has changed a lot. It's a lot nice down there. I'm assuming that you're staying down there by the water, right?
Yeah, well, we got in at 3 in the morning, so, yeah, the water's nearby. The lake's nearby.
Yeah, because they built that area up a little bit. They built it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a couple years since we've been here, but all good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, Scott, it feels like this team is starting to hit their stride right now. Do you kind of see it the same way, especially when it comes to hitting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the runs are coming. And, you know, you figure it's going to come. And, you know, the crazy thing is they've scored, what, 7 runs or more, I think 6 or 7 times now in the last 10 games, something like that. And they haven't done it with a ton from Harper. There've been a few big hits here and there, but, it's, you know, like last night, it's just really cool to see. I mean, that was a game where every single player, it seemed like that showed up, you know, 1 through 9 had to do something along the way to make a difference for the Phillies. It was a real team effort kind of win. It was cool to see.
It really was. It was a fun way to come back and win that game. Scott, of course, brought to us by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, last night, you mentioned it, it's the comeback. It was a little bit everything. But what stood out to me, and it's really been there all season, is I just feel like they have better at-bats. It doesn't always lead to results, and for a couple weeks it didn't. But I thought the Stott at-bat was good. And that Kepler at-bat in the ninth, although it wasn't a hit, it was, you know, ground ball into the infield. I think that was the 7th or 8th pitch of the at-bat. It feels like in these big moments, they've had a better ability to grind at-bats, Scott, than they have maybe in the last couple years.
Yeah, I mean, take Nick's at-bat, Castellanos' at-bat earlier in that inning. I mean, that's a heck of an at-bat. And, you know, you're right, Kepler, just getting a bat on the ball makes such a difference in that spot because they send the runner. Kepler's basically throwing the bat at the ball, and by having the guy in motion, it leaves the third baseman with only one play. And you know, if you don't send the runner, maybe they get a double play or whatnot. But I think it was they had 3 or maybe 4 10-pitch at-bats during the game. I mean, those are going to lead to results. It's not every time, but it will lead to results, and it also leads to grinding down a staff. You know, Taiwan Walker talked about it with us on the opposite side, what it does to a pitcher, how frustrating it is for a pitcher and how tiring it is for a pitcher, and the Phillies are doing that every night up and down the lineup.
Scott Fransky with us here in the Fransky Friday. Scott, I thought it was interesting last weekend, Rob Thompson spoke about Trey Turner and his approach and kind of the conversation they had during spring training before the season started about what he needed out of him. And Scott, it so far it's been exactly what Topper kind of called last weekend, which is a lot of hits, high on base, not quite as much power, though. The last couple nights he hit one out, and then last night, I mean, I thought that ball was gone. I think everyone did, and then hit the wall. But what do you think about where Trey is right now? Because it's a little bit of a different version of Trey Turner than we've seen so far in Philadelphia. It's a high on base, good batting average, but not quite the power he's had, you know, throughout most of his career.
Yeah, that was the mandate, right? Get on base, the 380 clip, and try to score 100 runs, steal 40 bases, that sort of thing. And yeah, he's doing a good job of it. And the way he's done it is by trying to use the whole field. And you see over and over again how many base hits he's getting to the opposite field and to the right side. And they're not all hit hard. But then, you know, you get him, you know, he gets in a certain spot and he's on time for I'm with you. I thought that ball had a real good chance to go out last night. I thought he hit it better last night than the one he actually hit out two nights ago. But that ballpark plays kind of big to left. I don't know if the wind's knocking it down or what, but I like where he's at, and I like the fact that he can hit the home run one at bat and come back the next at bat and you know, get a base hit the other way and keep the same approach. I think it's great. I think he's in a good spot right now.
Scott, I don't know if we're quite on Ted Williams' watch, but I know Kyle Schwarber's been on base 43 straight games here. I think the Williams has the record of like 80-something, but I just thought that hit in the ninth inning showed the growth of Schwarber the last couple of years. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it's probably a walk or a home run or a strikeout or maybe a flyout, but he got a single there to start the ninth. That was, and it obviously then led to Rojas pinch running and what he did on the bases, and they scored that run. How about the season Schwarber's having and just the fact that every single night, even to the ninth last night, the streak almost ended, he finds a way on base every night?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a lot more people, you know, when we travel around and see other clubs and different, you know, media or broadcasters or whatever, that they all remark based on the numbers. They're like, wow, Kyle Schwarber's not just a three true outcomes kind of guy anymore, is he? And I'm like, no, he's not. He's a hitter. And it's not just walk, strike out, homer with Kyle Schwarber. That's not what he's about right now. And he's changed his approach a lot the last couple of years. Made a huge difference for him against left-handers, obviously. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's just a really good hitter. He's not a, you know, one-dimensional guy. He can hit the all fields. He can hit for power. He can get you a base hit in that spot. And, you know, he gets on base a lot. So I like where he's at. I like him in the four spot. I think it's working out well.
Scott, we got to ask you about what happened the other night. That game, it was Sanchez for the beginning of the game, and then they go to Taiwan Walker in the seventh inning, and he never came out of that game. Three innings, seven strikeouts. Scott, when they moved him to the bullpen, it felt like, all right, well, he's kind of out of a spot in the rotation. We'll make him the long man and just see where it goes for now. But that some of those strikeouts and this stuff, I mean, it was 94 in the fastball. It was eye-opening for me, Scott. What did you notice as Taiwan had his first career save?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think for him, he didn't want to leave the rotation. He wants to start. He wants to be a member of that rotation, and he came to spring training with the idea that he was going to fight for a job and compete for a job, and he certainly did his part. And even in the opportunities in the regular season, he certainly did his part. Was he great? Was he dominant? No, but he was a very good starter and kept you in games and battled and competed. And I think it will be interesting to see, you know, any starters used to starting every 4 days. They're not used to pitching back-to-back days or day on, day off, day on again, right? So this is going to be some new territory for Taiwan once we get into the flow of this. But I thought it was a perfect scenario to get him in there and sort of hand him the keys and say, hey, turn off the lights when you're done. Boy, did he ever. It was really cool. And I know that the players made a big deal out of it afterwards, the post game. And they really rallied around him to try to, you know, boost him and make him feel good about, you know, again, a role that he maybe doesn't feel like he deserved to be demoted, but he got you know, move to the bullpen. It's not something he wanted, but he looks like a guy who's ready to embrace it and just try to help him win.
So basically pitching angry because he looked like he was a little hot on the mound. Yeah. It really worked out to his benefit the other day.
It did, absolutely. And I thought it was interesting that he didn't, you know, sometimes relievers, they'll pare down what they throw,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to go to two pitches because they're only going to face a hitter one time. He didn't do that. He still used all of his pitches, pitched the same way. He just had a little bit of uptick in velocity. And I know the Phillies are talking about, well, what if we hand him the baseball and say, hey, you got one inning, give it all you got. Like, will there be even more in the tank? Will there be more velo? I don't know. But again, that gets to the aspect of, can you do this every day, right? Can you come back and do the same thing the next day? And that only time will tell.
Scott, center field. So Marsh is back, had a big hit last night, clearly, late in the game. Where do you think that's going in terms of playing time? Is it going to be a strict platoon, lefty-righty, right? You know, Rojas against lefties, Marsh against righties? Or do you think this is more of a 50-50 split? Because I feel like, for the most part, Rojas has done a pretty good job. He's had a couple moments on the base paths, defense that you kind of want back, but it's May 9th, and he's hitting over 300, and he helps them in a lot of ways with defense last Friday night, base running. Where do you think the center field playing time could be going the next couple weeks?
The way Topper sort of described it to us this week is that it's almost the 50-50 split, and it's not just righties and lefties, that they will kind of take the two-week calendar and look at different matchups. You know, some of them are going to change, obviously. Guys get hurt or teams juggle their rotation. So it may not work out exactly the way they plan each time. But he wants to keep Rojas playing and doesn't want to just flat out sit him until you see another left-hander. He doesn't want to limit him in that way because he's played really well. He's swung the bat really well since Marsh went down against lefties and righties. It sounds like they're going to try to map it out where, you know, it's a day on, day off a lot of times. And, maybe you'll get, you know, a couple of back-to-backs. I know at the end of this stretch, I think they have it all planned out. And they brought actually both of them into the office at the same time and said, here's what we're going to do with you guys. And laid it out all the way through the next off day. So they all know when they're playing. And I think they're both going to get some pretty balanced opportunities to play.
Well, it's working right now, so let's keep it that way. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy Cleveland, and we'll be listening this weekend, starting tonight against the Guardians. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
There we go. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies there as the Phils continue to roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Including, how about that? That's a big thing for your guy Rojas. This is not just a platoon. It's 50-50. He's getting a shot here to play a lot.
He's starting to take advantage of it. You remember last year when they had to sit him down and learn how to bunt a little bit? So he's gotten better at his hitting. He's gotten a lot better.
The thing I appreciate about Rojas is I feel like he's figured out what he does to help the team. Right? Like the bunt the other night, his base running tied the game last night.
Yeah.
And then last Friday when he made that big catch by the wall, like, every time we debated about him, like, I don't think he's ever going to be an everyday, he's our center fielder. But he can help a team win games.
He's a contributor.
Yes.
Contributor.
Well, he contributed last night. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Are you ready to do it? I mean, today feels like the day to start the train of apologizing to Dave Dombrowski. I did it. I'll say it again. If you missed it earlier, Dave, I'm sorry. I was too hard on the offseason. Luzardo's been excellent. Kepler's helped a lot, including a big at-bat in the ninth inning. They kept Taiwan. That's worked. The offseason was better than we gave it credit for. I apologize. Kyle apologized. Hugh?
Not so much.
I'm giving you another chance.
Oh, no.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It's not,
you can.
Not,
I mean, can't do that. You could do it. I mean, you have the microphone on. You could say, Dave, I'm sorry. Dave, I was too hard on you. Dave Dombrowski, my bad.
Can't do that.
You don't want to.
Not going
to
happen.
Okay. So Hugh refuses to apologize. Where's everyone at on this? Plus, Try Day Friday, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Today's Try Day, kind of an opposite of the way we do things. Not something we should try, something you don't think Hugh Douglas would try. And there's a lot. I mean, some of the answers so far, taking accountability, a meal and hard liquor at the same time, marriage again, skydiving.
Yeah, definitely.
This is going to be a hard one to choose the winner, Kyle. I mean, they're all accurate.
Yeah, and we... Some personal attacks mixed in there, too.
Yeah. But is it inaccurate?
No. He can't even say it.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The audience just knows you. All right, David in Plymouth meeting is up. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, David. What's going on?
So I think we got to give Dombrowski a break. I think we've been way too hard on him. I don't think the issue has been what people say it is. Dombrowski is known for going
too hard on the offseason. Luzardo's been excellent.
All right, David. David,
what you doing?
Well,
dog?
He got caught up in his own phone call with the radios.
Oh, so he was trying to, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend. He was trying to impress his wife, maybe.
Oh, you think
hey,
that
I'm
was
on the
it?
Air. I got on
show
air.
Everyone. All right, well, David, we'll get you back
Come on,
up.
Man.
Let's grab Rob in Delco. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. How you guys?
Hey, what's Rob. Going? What's going on?
Listen, Hugh, I got something for you at the end. It's creative. You like creative and something you wouldn't do, so I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know, Joe. I'm with you. Listen, I'll apologize, okay, Joe? I took the O2 with the first, okay, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I did it, okay? I memorized it. Here's my thing, though. If Dombrowski's going to apologize to me for the last two trade deadline acquisitions, the last two off seasons, I mean, the last two seasons at the trade deadline, is he going to apologize to Rob from Delco for that?
You know what, Rob? I don't know if he will, but if we ever get Dave on our show, I will ask him specifically to apologize to Robin Delco. I'll see what he says.
If he apologizes to me for Emilio Estevez and Austin Hayes and that slop he got us last year, you know what, Hugh? I'll apologize to him then.
I still
But
apologize.
You want me to apologize to him, Joe? I should be thanking other teams because he wanted to do things. He didn't want to keep it the way it was, right? He wanted to get rid of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Teams didn't want it, so we should be thanking other teams.
Well,
not
but he also, he probably could have taken a pennies on the dollar for Bohm if he was willing to give him up. I mean, like, he held firm. I mean, he could have. I'm sure someone would have taken him for nothing. He kept him.
I don't need to be a GM to do that. I can figure that
out.
Well,
all right, but we all wanted him to get rid of Taiwan. Taiwan's helping right now.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
He gets $50 million a year, Joe.
But he's pitching well.
He owes us 15 years of pitching well.
Well, I don't know about 15. You guys are unbelievable. I mean, the guy kept a pitcher we all wanted him to dump. That guy's pitching well, and nobody gets credit for this.
It's a small dose. Listen, I'm glad they're doing well because it's going to be a long summer if they're not doing well. But come on, I need a lot more than one really appearance from Taiwan. You know, he was juiced. He was feeling good. Taiwan. He got up and
He was nice. He was mad. He was pitching angry.
The guy's got a 2.3 ERA this year. 2.3.
He's built like a fullback, Joe. He needs to throw harder. And it's like we got a 6'5" third baseman who's got one home run. We got a 6'5". Well, how big is Taiwan?
He's huge. He's got to be 6'5", 6'6". Yeah, he's a big
dude. He's got a candy arm.
He's listed at 6'4", 235. He struck out 7 guys in 3 innings last night.
He was nice.
Listen, I hear you, but, you know, up until that, he was throwing 89, 90, 91. You know what I mean? He was Aaron Nola.
Well, he improved. All right, so you're not apologizing, Rob. I get it. All right, Rob, what do you got for Hugh? Something he won't try.
All right, Hugh. Listen, we just talked about the Schuylkill, how you wouldn't canoe in there. I'm going to say skinny dip in the Schuylkill, Hugh.
Skinny dip?
Skinny dip in the Schuylkill.
You mean take my drawers off and jump in
that's
water?
That's typically what skinny dipping
is. Oh, hell no.
You don't want to get that stuff on your skin. Imagine getting that on the gut, Hugh.
No, I'm not putting my drawers. I mean, take my drawers off and jump in the water?
I don't know if I'd do that.
But I wouldn't do that either.
Something you wouldn't do, right?
That's a good one.
That was the assignment, something you would not do. Yeah, I don't know anyone actually would do that. That feels like a...
I mean, it's bad enough you jumping into the Schuylkill, but to jump in there with your drawers off?
Yeah, it feels unnecessary for anybody to do.
Remember the flood that we had here?
Oh, no, I saw
that dude that jumped off the 676. That was disgusting.
It was wild.
Is he all right?
I'm not sure.
He's probably one of our callers now, for being honest.
I would venture to say he's a listener.
Yeah.
Definitely would.
I kind of feel bad for people like Hugh and Rob. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy anything.
Jumping in the Schuylkill?
No, I don't mean that. The Phillies.
That's your definition
separate
of living
from
life?
Jumping in the Schuylkill.
No, I meant the Phillies.
I'm going to jump in the Schuylkill.
Worried about July and August and September and October.
I'm not watching like that. I'm not doing that. I am enjoying everything that I'm seeing right now about the Phillies. There's no question about that. But I just understand that there's a pattern there. There's a little bit of a pattern. And until they break the pattern, I'm going to still enjoy it. I'm going to be that person. I'm not going to sit there with my arms full and say, well, you know, some people call it, say, wait till September or whatever.
Yeah.
Or October. I'm not doing that. I am enjoying everything that I'm seeing, but I also am aware that, you know, towards the end of the season, you know, they tend to curtail a little bit, fall off.
Sure.
So, I mean, but and if that doesn't happen, that's great. But like I said, there's a pattern, and more than likely, that's going to be the case.
But there wasn't something that Dombrowski could have done in the offseason that, like Joe said, guarantees that doesn't happen.
No, I mean, nothing can guarantee it. But I think that as a player, you can keep that in the forefront of your mind. You can still go out there and do your job, but you have to know that, hey, this ain't the part of the season where I'm concerned about. It's the latter part of the season.
Well,
that is a big concern.
That's fair. But if they look the same and played the same as they had the last couple years, then I'd be with you. I feel like, and I said, you know, we're not keeping the same energy. If the Eagles do this, we get on board. Dombrowski kept the same guys, and they said we're going to change their approach in spring training. They've done it.
Well,
they're having better at bats. It's like we don't want to acknowledge what they're doing because of who they are.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but here's the thing and the difference with the football and as opposed to the baseball is that you only get 17 and there's more. I feel like there's more of a sense of urgency in football.
Well, totally.
To right the ship.
Yep.
In baseball, because we've heard a guy say, hey, still a lot of baseball left to be played. Yeah. So there's time to correct everything. And then when you think about it, when I think of baseball, they don't really, it's like you basically have to learn on the fly. You don't get a whole lot of practice. In football, you get an opportunity to sit down and practice and go over what you made a mistake in. In baseball, it's more of a, you know, you got to think about it. It's more in your head more than anything, because the only time you really get to practice is in spring training.
You're right. And so we can only go off what we're seeing in the games.
That's why I say it's the ebb and flow of baseball.
I just feel for me like they last couple years they had a lot of loser at bats. Like Castellanos would have, and I don't mean he's a loser, but like not championship at bats. Mm-hmm. They're having even Trey. Trey had used his first couple years here had a lot of loser at bats. Trey and Castellanos, Kepler last night. Those are winning at bats.
Yeah. How many games do you think it took Eagles fans to say, You know, maybe Saquon and Zach Baum were pretty good moves.
And look at that. Look how that worked out.
We didn't say, well, let's see if they win the Super Bowl.
Well,
did we?
I mean, I did.
Doubting. No, you were calling the Super Bowl. Yeah, we know that.
I believe they're going to
win. You were talking eastbound and down before the Browns game. That's what I'm
saying.
The bye week.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I believed in them.
But with the Phillies, you're a doubting Douglas.
Well, no, it's because of the stretch. It's the stretch of the season. And it's one of those things where, I mean, I believe in the Phillies. I just don't believe in apologizing. That's the difference. Ooh, I almost caught a cramp. Hey, Joe, if I'd have caught that cramp.
That's the universe telling you to apologize.
If I'd have caught that cramp, that would have been the end of this conversation.
How are you catching cramps doing a talk show?
I'm cardio in the morning. I'm trying to get my water in. I just almost caught a cramp.
You've hydrated a good amount today to get cramps.
I'm just saying.
You need more potassium.
Like, I probably do.
Yeah.
I don't eat a whole lot of bananas.
You need more potassium.
Yeah, I need to do that. Because if I'd have cramped up, we'd have been seeing me doing a song and
this
dance.
This is the second time in 2 weeks you're cramping.
Man, I tell you. You know what? I probably do need to get some more potassium.
A little potassium for you.
Shredding.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe Kyle. What's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on,
Terrence, what's
man?
Up?
First of all, I'm going to tell Delmore, shut up. Shut up, bro. Like, this guy sounds stupid. Like,
they need to hire me. I keep saying they need to hire me.
I'm not sure.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah, that's
why
that's
are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Agreed, Jolly. Agreed.
And I'm not eligible for the prize today because I won the other day, but I know something. You ain't trying.
What's that?
You ain't trying no damn glizzy, man. I listen to the show enough to know you ain't trying no glizzy, man.
A full, intact glizzy.
Yeah, like if he's going to eat a glizzy, he's going to cut it up like a child.
All right, man. I told Kyle, I can't apologize to the Broncos. And I heard you guys talk about the moves Howie made.
Uh-huh.
I was telling Kyle, but Kyle, Joe, it ain't the same. Because Saquon was when Howie made the move, Saquon was consistent all year long. Am I right?
Well, he was, but he also, let's not pretend he was this good with the Giants, right? He had injuries. He was good, but not great. Some up, some down.
But from week one, he put on a show, and we were.
Oh yeah, as an Eagle, he was. Yeah, but Lizardo's been really good so far.
Yeah, and I told Kyle, for me, the most part I'm the most impressed with from Dombrowski so far, our pitching has been surprisingly the best part. We got Taiwan. This guy looking like a Cy Young pitcher.
Saiwan.
They made him mad.
Good.
He made him mad.
Saiwan.
Yeah, and we got Kepler is my exception. Like, to me, he brings a different aspect to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I feel like our pitching is the most important thing. But it's still too early to apologize for anything because we know the Phillies play in stretches. We know the Phillies are hitting stretches. And Can our bullpen hold up? Can we hold up during the rest of the season?
No, they're going to have to fix that. Yeah, the bullpen overall is not good enough. I mean, you saw it last night, the depth of it with Banks getting up the home run. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. Now, they'll have to add to that. 215-592-9494. If we're making a power ranking, Hugh, of these things you wouldn't do, where does eating a full non-cut-up glizzy rank on this?
That's pretty high.
You'd rather do...
No, you know what's funny?
Would you rather skydive or eat a glizzy full?
Between the two?
Yeah.
I'm going to probably have to go ahead and eat the glizzy.
Okay. Glizzy or the meal and the liquor together?
The meal and the liquor.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You really won't eat a full hot dog?
No, you know what's funny? When I was at Harper's Game the other day, his mom bought some glizzies.
Yeah.
And she was killing them. And I'm like, I ain't no glizzy. She want a glizzy? No.
She was killing him like eating a hot dog like a regular person?
Yeah, but I don't eat no glizzy.
Would you rather take accountability or eat a glizzy whole? I can't believe this is that hard for you.
I do take accountability every day.
No, you do not.
When you say take accountability, what does that mean exactly? Like for what?
Well,
like to say
pretty
sorry?
Self-explanatory.
I mean, the defensive luxury thing.
I mean, I cooked on that one.
You did not.
I did. That is an all-time take. Famous take.
Again.
AI said it was famous. Yeah. That was a famous. And it was a damn good take. It's a damn good take.
Hold on. Now we're good with AI? I mean, we're ripping Daryl Morey.
No, I'm totally out on AI.
I mean, it doesn't fit. Like, the Daryl Morey, it didn't fit my argument.
That makes sense.
I read a story last night about how every college student is basically cheating using AI. No, everyone's just cheating their way to a degree.
Seriously?
Yeah. And, you know, they're learning your nonsense on AI.
I might need to go back to school. That's all I heard.
215-592-9494.
Give me a master's degree.
Yeah, Master's Douglas over here. All right, we have a new segment on the show starting today. Let's check in on the most anticipated prospect in a long time for our Phillies, Andrew Painter's outing last night in AAA. We'll recap that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets and a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official partner of 94 WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
And the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6, the final, as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
I love it.
How about this team?
Love them.
Sweep the Rays.
Well, and they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do.
You didn't really take the pledge.
Why did Kyle just shoot me the evil?
Because everyone knows you didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did.
Now, you know who took it seriously? Phillies. And Dave Dombrowski, who had a good offseason. We could say it now. It's you know, now that this thing is playing out, this offseason was way better. I'll put it this way. It was way better than we gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, a lot of people said it was blah, not good enough, including me. I thought it was a blah offseason, not enough to move this thing forward. Well, they've done enough internally with the lineup in terms of getting their approach the right way. They've added Luzardo, who's been, depending on what you want to look at, ERA or, you know, wins above, but he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball so far this year. They kept Taiwan while most of us wanted him dumped. They added Max Kepler. That's a good offseason. Dave Dombrowski, I'm sorry for being too hard on you. Kyle, are you willing to say you're sorry to Dave Dombrowski?
Of course I am, because I'm a grown-up. I admit when I'm wrong.
Yep.
And I apologize. I had an epiphany the other day.
Okay.
Epiphany. Oh, heck. Can't wait to hear this.
I don't think you're going to like it. Because I realized that this is not about how the season ends when it comes to judging Dave Dabrowski's offseason.
Nope.
It's not.
It's about
because
now.
Ultimately, that's out of his control. I think he put the team in a good enough position to contend for a World Series. They can still get hot at the right time.
Yep.
He gave them an ultimatum, the offense at least, that they have to change, and this is it. And if they don't, then we can shake this thing up. We're not overly committed. We didn't trade away Painter. We didn't trade away Aiden Miller. We have our best assets still. We didn't go too far in on this core. We can shake things up. If it doesn't work, they have one last chance. And they have flexibility at the trade deadline. They upgraded two of the biggest weaknesses from last season. That was the fifth starter,
mm-hmm.
Taiwan. And now Taiwan's even, you know, they banked on him a little bit, and he's pitching well in the bullpen, or at least, or did pitch well in the bullpen. And Jesus Cesar is a clear upgrade. Austin Hayes sucked, was a turd. Max Kepler is better, and I think will be even better as the season goes on than Austin Hayes. And look, while the bullpen still isn't great, I think that is by far the easiest area of a team to address in the middle of a season. They can't fix an offense. They can't fix a starting rotation. But you can add bullpen pieces that can help you and give you more depth in that pitching spot. So I think they're in a really good spot. I think they absolutely can win the World Series, but they're not totally screwed if they don't. This isn't a 2012 Phillies situation where we're done for, you know, for a decade. If it doesn't work. We have youth. We have prospects. Like, it was the perfect hedge this offseason.
Well, and let's also be real about this. They kind of cut off the spending. I mean, they didn't want to keep going, right? So if the budget got tighter, and you could say, well, that's because Dave made mistakes in earlier offseasons. That's okay. That's fair. But if the budget got tighter, you got to operate within the budget. And they got better within the budget. They didn't give away their best prospects. They didn't give away bad long-term contracts. And they're in a better spot right now. It all sounds to me like the kind of executive we should apologize to. I did it. Kyle did it.
They need to apologize to Schwarber for not giving him the contract.
You don't have to apologize to anyone. He's on a contract.
Bryce Harper needs to apologize to me for that gender reveal.
Nobody needs to apologize to you for
well,
one
I don't need
bat.
To apologize to nobody. Then.
Yes,
if I don't
you
get
do.
An apology, then no.
You sit
apologize.
Here 4 hours a day ripping Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's something about right.
Yeah.
That's something about right.
And you didn't apologize today.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying an apology?
Mm-mm.
No. It could. It really would make you feel better.
You
it would light. It would lighten. It would take the weight off your shoulders.
Speaking about what's going to make me feel better, yeah. Ooh, about what 2:30 when I get in front of these two big old turbine fans that I just bought from the Home Depot.
You going
yesterday.
To bed at 2:30?
Ooh, I'm gonna jump in the bed, turn them fans on.
Yeah, is that?
It's gonna sound like.
Is that for the night or is that for an hour?
No, that's for the night. I don't know. It all depends.
Yeah,
it's Friday. And it's raining.
Bedtime at 2:30 in the afternoon.
It's Friday and it's raining.
I was going to call you old. That's what babies take naps in the afternoon.
No, I'm just saying.
Babies.
It's Friday and it's raining.
Mm.
You know, I'm just, hey.
Man.
Don't know. It just all depends.
Some wild
clock ticking on you, pal?
Wild Friday night plans.
He didn't say the clock ticking.
Well, he did say yesterday he's in his twilight years.
I'm in my twilight.
I got a message from someone that said, you know, does Hugh know that twilight means like that's about to be the end
no,
of their
I know,
life?
No, yeah. Somebody else said that yeah. to me the other day. They was like, you know that you're not in your twilight. But it works well for my narrative.
Not the upper
you know
room.
What I mean? It's not
for your brand of sleeping in the afternoon.
I am not the only person that takes a nap when they get done work. I'm not.
Oh no, you're not. I've done
I'm
it.
Not.
Yeah, but
I'm the one that looks.
Yeah, I think
when I get home, I'm, you know, I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
But wait a second, you acknowledge you might be out for the
yeah,
night
that might,
at 2:30.
No, I'm just it just all depends. It's like I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So today is still kind of open. Harper might want to do something. You know, we went to Red Lobster last weekend.
Oh, the biscuits.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits Woo! Was on point. So ain't no telling what he might want to do.
Wild Friday night with you, Douglas.
Yeah, it might get a little
napping
crazy.
Napping in Red Lobster.
Might get a little crazy.
All right. Your phone calls. And we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. The best answer we get on a try date is something Hugh Douglas would not try wins the prize this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Sunoco. Dom is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
going
Dom?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you guys wearing flip-flops today?
Don't wear flip-flops.
No, sneakers.
Okay.
Why?
I was gonna,
why is that?
Because you guys are acting real flip-floppy with the Phillies.
What do you mean?
Who is you guys? Who are we talking about?
you people.
Can you be? Can you be a little bit
what
more
do you mean?
Specific?
What's flip flopping? Team's playing well. We're excited. What do you mean?
Just about 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about how the off season, Dombrowski didn't do anything, mm-hmm. and Romano and Kepler, they suck, and we're running it back with the same team, and mm-hmm. blah 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 blah. 2 weeks later, they're playing good. Blah, 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 blah.
That's why we're apologizing.
Yeah, we're
wrong.
I'm sorry, Dombrowski. And then 2 weeks when they get smacked up a couple times, then it's going to be this is unbelievable.
So here's my question.
So he's talking to y'all. He talking to y'all.
Well, hold on. Dom, are you a Phillies fan?
He's a mess.
No.
Okay. So when you get new information about your team, do you have the same opinion or do you change your mind?
Yeah, how did you feel about Juan Soto at the beginning of the season there, bud? How was you feeling about him?
Well, with 162 games, I don't change my opinion.
Sure you don't.
How did you feel about Juan at the beginning of the season?
So you say over 162, you don't, because it's a long season, you don't change your opinion. How about when they sucked for 2 months last year? You thought the team was going to finish in the NLCS?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just a blatant lie.
We all know how this story ends.
Oh,
come on,
goodness,
man.
I give it to the Phillies. The Phillies are a good team. They're playing good right now.
Hold on. How does this story end? As the Mets fan, my entire life has not won the World Series. I mean, like, I was like a baby the last time they won. So usually it ends with the Mets not winning anything.
And same story for the Phillies.
No, the Phillies have.
No.
The Phillies have won way more recently than the Mets, Tom.
Now you sound like a Cowboys fan.
But no, this is true. I mean, the Phillies were in the World Series 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Tom, they lost.
It's the same thing.
It's a little pathetic.
If you lose to the wild card round or you make it to the World Series,
That's not really true. I mean, you think losing the first round is the same as making the World Series?
Same result.
But it's not the same. I mean, Dom, so what's your point? Like, we shouldn't apologize to Dombrowski or what?
Just try to be less flip-floppy,
to be less flip-floppy.
How about we have new information and new opinions? How about that, Dom? We go with that. Dom,
I think that was more like Dom was trying to, like...
Yeah, it was a little brutal.
Well, he was trying to be creative and talk about us flip-flopping or whatever, but he didn't have the bandwidth to pull it off.
No, he also blatantly lied to everybody.
Yeah.
About the NLCS thing.
Yeah, when I talked about Juan Soto early in the year, he kind of didn't want to answer that directly.
But you can't tell me that when Jorge Lopez threw the glove into the stands last year and said, I'm on the worst team in baseball, that he was like, hey, we're going to the NLCS.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
What a loser.
What else did they do last year? They had the Hawk to a girl throughout the pitch, and they had
Grimace was the turning point.
Was a real thing?
It's been like that.
Yeah. So stop it.
No, the Mets are notoriously a joke. I mean, congrats on your cute little trip to the NLCS last year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You see, Hugh, the problem is that the people that agree with you on this, that's them.
No, that's not. That's not Dom. Like, my people have a little bit more, little bit more fire to them than that. A little bit more creative.
No, he was subdued.
Dom was not creative at all.
Yeah, but he was on your side of the thing.
But no, but he's not creative.
I know, but
I don't. You know, we do creativity.
But
over
doesn't it make
side.
You feel a little worse than he was
no,
on your
not
side?
Not really. It was like Dom was dry. He was a little dry.
And I hate to give him credit, but at least Cowboy Jim like tries to come at you. Yeah.
He's just
tries
dope.
To have some zingers. Yeah, Dom was just boring.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he
that
was
guy
a little
sucked.
Dry.
Well, he came in like high and mighty. He's a Mets fan.
Right.
The Mets don't win anything. Yeah. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo.
Self.
Hey, listen, man. First off, one thing you're not going to try is to bow down to nobody to please him.
That's true.
That some would call that being stubborn, though.
Yes, that is stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know who else is stubborn? Remember when I told y'all to apologize to you, and you and Kyle refused to do it?
What am I apologizing to you for?
This was back when the whole Taiwan thing, and he called the game.
Oh,
he's
the I have acknowledged he's the Taiwan whisperer.
We admitted we were wrong.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. First off, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We're not apologizing to a man doing what he's
very surprised.
To do, mm-hmm. Right? Now, here's the thing. When the Phillies go on a losing spree, 3-4 games, y'all wishy-washy is going to go back to
wishy-washy.
Yeah, man, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, he didn't make the move. Y'all going to go right
back
to that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to react to the new information. I got good information right now, Dave. So.
I also thought I made it very clear that it's not really about, mm-hmm. you know, that any more like small results and big results, you know.
I got an Eagles point and
okay.
a Sixers point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
Y'all both, you and Cal need to apologize to me.
For what?
I told y'all
absolutely
Embum
not.
Garbage, and I told y'all Embum, we weren't winning nothing with Embum here.
I agreed
now,
with you on Embiid.
Now all of a sudden everybody want to get rid of Embum and want to trash him. But I've been telling y'all this since I've been calling him.
No, you are a soothsayer.
I've been with you on Embiid the whole time. Why should I apologize? We're on the same page with him.
All right, well, then Kyle definitely needs to apologize.
We know Kyle.
and y'all owe me an apology because didn't I call it?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoever thought Goddard was going don't know what they don't know what they're looking at. I told y'all, as long as it was taken, I knew he was going to stay here because of the homeboy pay cut and the brotherhood payout. I told y'all that.
Brotherhood.
So I knew he was going to get paid. You know what I mean? So again, y'all need to apologize.
He didn't get paid.
This is not going to happen.
He didn't get paid. He took a pay cut.
He took a pay cut.
But he still got paid.
If you're owed $14 million and you take $10 million, you've taken a pay cut.
A little bit.
Listen.
No, this is an L. So
y'all don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, we're not
okay.
Gonna.
I'm just going to relish it.
Well, you should apologize to Howie Roseman.
Not at all. Never.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it never happens. Have a good one, y'all.
You got it, Self. Appreciate it. Self wants apologies, won't give them out. I mean, this is, and he's right. You will not bow down because you're stubborn. Whatever. I mean, that's the.
No, I'm a little bit. No, I wouldn't say stubborn. Just have conviction. I have vision.
Vision.
That's just kind of, it's just like, I have vision. I have vision.
Yeah. I'm not sure about all that, but
yeah, a little bit.
We can keep saying it. Jake Adelko is up, and then we got to get to a little Andrew Painter check-in after his start last night in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Oh, let me tell you, Hugh is just so funny when his aversion to pretty much any body of water anywhere, freshwater, so it's so funny. It makes me think they did a spoof on Planet Earth, and it was Snoop Dogg, and it was Plizanet Earth. Ever see that?
I've never seen that.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so funny. Snoop would narrate, and he was watching these prairie dogs like fighting other animals, and it was so funny. It makes me think we should have one, a Planet Earth, but with Hugh narrating.
I would watch that in a heartbeat. That'd be great. That would be awesome.
Oh, I ain't going in there.
Well, there could be gators. There could be crocodiles.
No, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
doing all
that. You ever hear Hugh tell the story of when he lived in Jacksonville and they told him there could be, what did they tell you? There could be gators under your car?
No, they tell you that. You know, where I lived at, it was like, it was backed up to a swamp. And it was like, hey, in the morning, you want to keep your garage, always want to keep your garage down. And when you park your car from a rain, you might want to look underneath the truck because gators tend to crawl under the truck. So I would park my car close to the door. And when I would open the door and look under the truck, and then I would just jump in. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, as if it wasn't a bad enough time for you down there.
Oh no, Jackson, like Florida, man. I'm not a Florida guy.
No, that's not.
I'm not. That's not my. That's not
clearly,
my move.
Clearly, no. When there was the gator at Citizens Bank Park last year, that whole thing was hilarious too. Because
the emotional support gator.
Oh, he had a name. What was his name?
Wally.
Wally. That was BS that they were letting him in. You can't have gators at stadiums.
Hugh started telling a story of like an old lady. He's like, yeah, and the gator came out and he ate her.
The gator did eat the lady, though.
Yep. All right, Jake, what do you got for us in the Phils? What do you think about the offseason now?
Well, the first thing I think is I remember last year, Joe, maybe a little bit later in the season than this, you came in one day and you said, I'm ready to declare that this is the best Phillies team ever.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I was wrong. Yeah, wrong about that one.
Well, I feel like you cursed them. I mean,
oh, it's my fault?
Yeah, it's your fault.
I'll take the L for it. It's all right.
and I just feel like maybe you're getting ahead of yourself with this take, too, on Dombrowski. It's too early to say something like that. Although, that being said, it is true. Lizardo has been like, whoa.
Right. I guess my point, Jake, is that we didn't, considering what Lizardo is, it didn't move the needle for us as fans when, in reality, it probably should have. Like, if he's a better pitcher than maybe we gave Dombrowski credit for acquiring.
Yeah, we wanted the big splash. But meanwhile, that flew under the radar. So
it did. All right, Jake, what do you got for us? Something Hugh wouldn't try.
that Hugh wouldn't try?
Wouldn't. Well, they could be the same thing, but wouldn't.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, maybe it's a little, I think Hugh should go to the Camden Aquarium. Maybe that would help him to see these beautiful creatures in a safe situation.
He's beyond help, Jake.
Yeah.
What do you mean, go to the aquarium and do what?
Just walk around.
Just hang out. I mean, I don't have a problem going to the aquarium.
You would?
Yeah, but I'm not, because I'm not getting the tank.
You know, they have the thing where you put your hand in and you could touch
No, I'm
the...
not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the stingrays.
That's right.
You could pet the stingrays.
Yeah. No. You've never done that?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It is
kind of weird.
It is bizarre that we have that. Jake, good phone call. All right, so pet the stingrays.
You know, in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Aquarium, they have something where you could swim in the big tank where they used to have that.
Would you do that?
Nah.
I would do that.
Hell
all right.
No.
Can we do a little check-in on Andrew Painter and his performance last night?
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
It'll be a really good matchup and a really good test for Andrew Painter, coming off of Tommy John surgery. Pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. 2-2. Sable swings and misses. Got him with a curveball down the dirt. 1-2. Thompson takes a knee-buckling curveball at the knees. He's down looking, and it's three strikeouts already for Andrew Painter. 1-2 pitch, Nathan Hickey. Curveball called strike three, and Andrew Painter back-to-back. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Curveball again down the dirt. Rozier can't lay off. He's got five from the ball game.
Painter Watu last night. First start in AAA Lehigh Valley. Three innings, one hit. Five strikeouts, three walks, 60 pitches, hit 98 on the radar gun. And
damn.
The curveball is nasty because he's got that fastball that blows by, and then that curveball is pretty loopy.
Yeah,
I
saw that.
He got the strikeouts on those.
The drop-off on that, you know. So that was the curve.
That was the curve. So a couple things to that. I was watching some of the highlights and reading a little bit before he did last night. So I do think, and I'm not kidding on this, because, you know, I've joked around about Stubbs lately. I think it's a good thing he has Stubbs catching him.
Because he's been up at the big leagues, and he's trying to give him little tips and whatnot.
I mean, he has a guy that's spent a lot of time in the majors, caught Zach Wheeler, caught Aaron Nola. So that, I think that's really going to help him the next month or two, however long
he's... That music that he's playing.
Like the Bob Ross, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
When he arrives to Philadelphia, he should come out of the bullpen to this song. With the Bob Ross, too.
Well, the only problem is that the song is called Walk.
Might not be great.
We don't need that for yet.
Well, now...
oh, I got it. Walk. You don't walk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. But that actually leads us to the one part of last night that was not... Because I think we look at him and we think he's just like, he's ready to roll. He did walk the bases loaded last night, Hugh, and it seems like this is a challenge for him because the hitters at single A, double A, he's past that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like he's got to learn to pitch a little bit at triple A because now he's facing guys that are either going to be in the big league soon or probably a lot of these guys have been in the big leagues.
98, though.
Oh, I know.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the next month or two is about just like kind of rough around the edges.
Fine-tuning stuff. Yeah.
But you could tell his stuff. Like there's no doubt to me he could come up here tomorrow and get hitters out. Now it's about getting through the lineup, and it's about not walking people and all that kind of stuff. But a good debut for Andrew Painter last night in AAA, 98 on the gun, three innings, 60 pitches. And now it's just a matter of when he's ready and when they need him, like whenever those two things meet each other. I mean, they've said July-ish for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that makes sense, but... You know, who knows? If he dominates or if they have an injury, it could be sped up. We shall see. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. We do have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Try day, something you'd think Hugh Douglas wouldn't try. Swimming in a tank with other fish, probably not going to be one he would try.
Definitely not doing
that. We've had so many good answers today. Taking accountability, meal and hard liquor at the same time, marriage again, skydiving.
The marriage one is funny.
It is, yeah. Skinny dipping in the Schuylkill.
Very personal.
Yep.
Yeah, that hit home a little bit.
The one that really is ridiculous that you wouldn't try is just eating a hot dog like a normal person.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got to break it up like a kid.
Yeah, break it up.
Yeah, well, you don't, but you do anyway. All right, your calls on all this. The Phillies, are you ready and are you prepared to apologize to Dave Dombrowski? Plus, we got to get to some audio from Brandon Graham, who is on Good Morning Football. He dropped a quick but interesting comment about the Eagles offense. We want to talk about that next. That's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.